Welcome to Talk World Radio, a half-hour discussion of politics as if the people mattered. I'm David Swanson.
This week on Talk World Radio, we are talking about an upcoming conference about neutrality and what that means and why we should have it. Gabriel Aguirre is Latin America organizer for World Beyond War. He is from Venezuela and is currently based in Bogota, Colombia. He has been an activist and advocate for peace, social justice, and international solidarity and human rights, and has more than 13 years of experience in social and community work. He is one of the planners of a Neutrality Congress planned for April 4th to 7th in Bogota and online, in Spanish and in English. People can sign up and attend to attend in person or online at worldbeyondwar.org. Gabriel Aguirre, welcome to Talk World Radio.
Yeah, thank you so much, David. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure, this great opportunity to share with every people and to talk about a little bit about the Neutrality Congress.
Thanks for coming on. Can you tell us something about neutrality and the Neutrality Congress?
Yeah, of course. Well, first of all, thank you for the opportunity to join us in this important space of communication that every week give us the opportunity to hear about the current affairs of the war and the work of activists who work to end all war and build at a war of peace with social justice. Well, the idea of this Neutrality Congress emerged a couple of years ago. This is an initiative that some movements and organizations of veterans, especially involved in the global peace movement, and of course, among which has been involved War Beyond War, Veterans, Global Peace Network, Veteran for Peace, Cabilando, International Peace Bureau, Transnational Institute, and many, many universities here in Colombia, and who consider it the need to build a space for the reflections and exchange of ideas and opinions on a concept globally debate as neutrality. Since then, several meetings and contacts have been held to look into the possibility of holding this meeting in person, which could have a great impact both nationally and internationally. Finally, after exploring so many possibilities, a roadmap was agreed upon to be able to carry out this Congress. And today we can say that from April 4 to 7, we will hold this first Neutrality Congress in Bogota, in Colombia. It's important to say that because this is the first edition of the Neutrality Congress. And something that is very important to mention, David, is that in this Congress, we wanted to listen to different voices of personalities who have played an important role in the foreign policy of the states. We also wanted to incorporate the voice of the people who come from the university, from the academia, and of course, who are from the organizations and the grassroots social movements, and of course, people that have important role in the state, etc., who develop an intensive activist agenda precisely to stop the militaries and arms magnets in the world. And okay, we who participated in this organizing team want to provide a collective space to listen to all the voices on the importance of neutrality, not as a form of inactions in the face of the horrors of war, but as being as a channel to, as the slogan says of this Congress, like build a global stabilization strategy in a war, of course, with a very dangerous dynamic that put us that the gaze of the new world.
So for people who don't know what neutrality means exactly, correct me if I'm wrong, it doesn't mean that a government is indifferent to the world or shut off from the world. It means that it doesn't sign on to a military alliance or make itself part of an empire, but doesn't want to be an enemy either, wants to stay neutral and out of wars that it doesn't have any interest in being in. Is that basically what neutrality is?
Well, the main concept of the neutrality is try to take the countries and of course the military alliance don't take part in the conflict, in the military conflict around the world, because as we know, we are in a volatile world where the madness prevails over reasons, where the desire to control strategic resource, new markets, labor force, and thus extend the geopolitical domain and try to impose a single truth, put us at gaze, as I mentioned before, of a world conflagrations whose destructive capacities are at least 7 times greater than the destructive capacity of the countries in a Second World War. If we take a brief look at the world, we will see that the military conflicts between countries are developing in every corner of the world, among which we mentioned, of course, the war in Ukraine and Russia, where the NATO has played in a very active role in promoting and escalating the conflict, and where the situation of the people in Ukraine is deteriorating more and more and demands the need to advance in a political and negotiated solutions to put an end to this war. Similarly, we must not fail to mention the current genocide that is occurring in the Gaza Strip, where today there are more than 30,000 people dead, 30,000 dead so far, with countless people who have been displaced, and truly dramatic humanitarian situation, and where the international community and the UN has not been able to push for a ceasefire. And contrary to this, the countries of the European Union, Canada, and the United States, and many more, continue to send billions of dollars to continue depending the war and death in Palestine. Now, these are perhaps only some of the most complex context, but the great reality is that there are multiple developments of war and violence on a local scale, as is happening in Africa, in Asia, and in some parts of Latin American regions. On the other hand, and we are facing process of advancement and expansion of NATO, countries that previously assume, for example, the neutrality, as in the case of Sweden, who today has abandoned its position of the neutrality. Also, countries like Finland have decided to join to these instruments that we have mentioned is the finger on the trigger of the imperialism, like the NATO. So this is an important debate. Of course, we know that it is not the only one answer to resolve the problem of the militaries and, of course, and the problem of the war around the world. But it's a channel, it's an option, it's an alternative to try to do this the debate.
Well, I'm looking forward, Gabriel Aguirre, to joining you in Bogota at this Congress. And I know there will be people from around the world, but there will be a number of speakers from Latin America. What is the situation regarding neutrality now in Latin America?
Yeah, this is an important question, and thanks for that. The truth is that this Congress has not only invited speakers from Latin America. In fact, we'll have more than 50 speakers from the five continents around the world, of course, not all the countries, but the five continents. We think that this issue of the neutrality is a discussion that should be of interest to all countries in all parts of the world, because the problem of war is not limited to just one region of the world. Clearly, being the Congress in Colombia, there is a greater number of participants from this region of the world, and it's a topic that arouses particular interest because in recent times, a process of militarization has been developing in the continent through the military presence of the United States throughout the continent, with the more than 70 military bases, many of which can be found in the War Beyond War map of militaries, which has also served as a source for research and development of various work of organizations and individuals' interest in progress of the militaries in the war. So I invite to all people to consult our website and check the map of militaries. But I was mentioning that part of this increasing the military presence of the United States in the continent is reflecting in the actions of the Southern Command, South Commander, which should today directs the foreign policy of the United States towards the continent. We have all seen the statements of the Commander General of the South Commander, Laura Richardson, on multiple occasions where she has reiterated that the Latin American is of vital importance for the foreign policy of the United States. Every people know that the importance of the Latin American is especially the many resources that are in this country, in this continent. Last year, more than 1,200 US military troops entered Peruvian territory. This year, there has also been a significant deployment of a special force, including the CIA and the FBI, and of course the military troops of the US in Ecuador, under the excuse of fighting the drug trafficking and criminal gangs in the country. This is if we see it connecting to exist military bases in Colombia. We can speak of a militarization of the Andina regions of the continent. Faced with this and the dispute, the enormous resource that exists in Latin America is very relevant to maintain the proclaim of the Latin American a soft of peace, that like the proclaim was made by the CELAC in 2004. Perhaps one of the ways that can serve for this is precisely promote the neutrality. Of course, there are countries in the continent that assume the neutrality in face of military conflicts in the world, as Costa Rica, as the Canal of Panama, of course, an imperfect neutrality. But even though it's imperfect neutrality, it's trying to shame a positions of belligerence and to take sides in the war. The last Friday, 2022 on March, the head of the South Commander visited Costa Rica, and of course we think with the interest of progressives changing this position of Costa Rica and promoting the positions to take part in the military conflicts in the continent. So this is a short answer about this, David.
We should, Gabriel, we should probably inform listeners in the United States, if not in the rest of the world, because some of them may not know, that the U.S. military has divided up the globe into various commands, and one of them is called the Southern Command, and it is simply a part of the U.S. military. It's not the U.S. Congress, it's not the State Department, but if it's setting policy in Latin America, that's a military policy. And maybe not everybody knows that Costa Rica abolished its military in the 1940s, and that the United States military would, of course, like to undo that and have a Costa Rican military aligned with it. I think that one sign of neutrality being alive and well in Latin America, Gabriel, tell me if I'm wrong, is that when the United States demanded that every country support the war in Ukraine, a lot of countries said, no, we don't support either side of the war in Ukraine. Am I right about that?
Yeah, it's true. Well, this is, of course, this is an important step of the countries in Latin America, because especially in this conflict, Many countries in Latin America says, no, we will not support a war. And of course, we will not support this madness to go to kill more people in Ukraine. I was thinking that the last week, the two last week, two, yeah, two weeks ago, Ecuador send a message to United States, because they are trying to change the arms from Russia a cambio. Yeah, of
they
course,
want to get rid of Russian weapons and get in U.S. weapons.
Yeah, sure. So, and finally, Ecuador says, we will not change, we will not deliver our arms and our military equipments to you, and of course we will not involve in this madness in Ukraine. And of course this is at good positions, and I want to mention another issues, because for example, in the case of the Palestine, many countries in Latin America also don't want to take part of these conflicts, and of course they are doing many solidarity activities, and of course the proposal is to invoke an international peace conference to try to put to demand a ceasefire, and of course to put end to this war in Ukraine and in Palestine and every corner around the world.
And of course, most nations in the world are using the United Nations to try to get a ceasefire, but there's the U.S. veto in the way. Why Gabriel Aguirre choose Colombia in particular as the nation to hold this first Congress on neutrality?
Yeah, thank you for the question, David, because many might think that choosing Colombia is a sort of chance, and the reality is that it has a reasons to be. One of the countries of the continent that invest more in its military industry is Colombia. Its relations with other military powers in the world, such as the United States and Israel, have generated concern in the continent for many years. It's also important to mention that Colombia has lived for more than 70 years in a context of war and internal violence, with confrontations between the state and various belligerent forces. This has given combat experience to its military force that other armies in the continent do not have. In the recent years, there is expression like Colombia is the Israel in Latin America. We must add that in Colombia, there are 9 of the U.S. military bases from which special operations are directed within the territory, and which have also been the subject of the many complaints by the Colombian populations and other neighboring countries, which have demanded on several occasions the closures of the military bases. On the other hand, we have to add that the Colombia is a global partner of the NATO, a feature somewhat difficult to define precisely because the countries that make NATO are supposed to be part of the Atlantic Treaty. But it's clear that the strategy that has been used is precisely to justify the presence of NATO in the continent, which in addition to having Colombia as a partner, has military bases in the Caribbean. Last but not least, we must mention that Colombia is going through several peace processes, some unfinished, on others in development, and this Congress can provide a great impetus for the Colombian society, a great promote into the Colombian society to carry out a deep discussions on the meaning of the militarizations of all spheres of the civil society, the challenge that the peace processes are going throughout, and the need to achieve of a real peace with social justice. So this Congress should serve for an internal advance in the countries that are advancing in their way to build of a better society outside the militaries and the armament magnets in the world. And we are fully convinced that it will serve Colombia and will launch a very strong message to the world not to be part of the military confrontation, not to stop new confrontations, and to work in a building peace.
It seems confusing to me and maybe to some other people that Colombia has so many U.S. bases. It's the only NATO partner in Latin America. It works with the U.S. military, does NATO military drills, supposedly to benefit the environment. I have no idea how that works. But has the president of the country making the best anti-war speeches, the best pro-peace speeches, denouncing the U.S. military, denouncing U.S. wars? Something strange there, right?
Yeah, sure. Well, I want to mention about that. And of course, thank you for this question. Of course, this is you could think that it's a contradiction. Because, of course, you have an international speech to try to disbandment the military and to try to find the international conference for peace in Ukraine, in Palestine, etc. But the internal situation is very different. Of course, we need to understand that this is a coalition government with many forces. Some of them are interested to maintain the military bases and to don't discuss this problem and of course to try to don't find a solutions to this problem and maintain the relationships with Israel, maintain the relationships with United States. But I want to tell you something important. 2 years, two months ago, the South Commander, Laura Richardson, was visiting Colombia, and she had a meeting with the president of the war and with the president of the country, Gustavo Petro. And in this meeting, they are discussing, okay, we are here, like a South commander. What do you need in Colombia? We will have many people to go to the different parts with conflict, etc. And the response for the president of the country in that meeting that was in publicity in TV was something like that. Okay, we celebrate your presence here. I'm very pleased for this meeting. And we have many problems, for example, in the outside area with Bogota, with the fire in the jungle, in the difficult areas. So I know that the South Commander have many helicopters and many equipment to put end to this fire in the middle of the jungle. If you want to help to Colombia, please send us the helicopters with water to try to solve this problem ambientalist. So of course there are many issues to solve. Of course, will not depend of course the social movements of our organization. Depends of the situation of the government, but it's important to. And one aspect to mention is important. This Congress is to try to put these issues in discussions in the country, and of course, this Congress will be in the place, in the venue of the Congress of the Republic of Colombia, that the peoples try to discuss many law project to close the military bases, to go out of the NATO in the country. We have many, many aspects to discuss, and of course to try to push the government in assume a more strong positions in that way.
Gabriela, I've asked too many questions. We have about 2 minutes left. What do you hope that this Congress will contribute to getting us toward a world beyond war? And how can people learn more and get involved and attend?
Yeah, okay. The first thing we must ratify is that we need to work in the construction of a war beyond war. Now, there are many alternatives to build. Even we cannot say that there is only one of way. What we are sure of, what we can affirm, is that it seems tremendously important to stop the military's armament, to control the budget that is allocated to military spending, to invest the essential resource problems that are important for humanity, problems such as gender, health, education, housing, culture, and other basic rights that every human being should enjoy. I think we are in a particular moment where we either decide to take a position of this or that side, and that means agreeing with war and death of millions of the human rights beings, or we assume the collective commitment to seek a different path that lead us to a resolution and management of conflicts without resorting to violence. So I invite all the people interested in this Congress to join, support us in spreading this event, build networks in their countries to work for the neutrality as a channel to stop war and build a war beyond war.
Gabriela Aguirre, Latin America organizer for World Beyond War. People can sign up to see or to go to and attend the Neutrality Congress at worldbeyondwar.org. Gabriela, thank you very much for coming on Talk World Radio.
Thank you so much, David.
This is Talk World Radio. I'm David Swanson. Take action at rootsaction.org. Help end war at worldbeyondwar.org. Read or listen to today's Peace Almanac entry at peacealmanac.org. All past shows can be heard at talkworldradio.org. Talk World Radio is produced in Charlottesville, Virginia, and syndicated by Pacifica Network. There is no way to peace. Peace is the way.